Claire Wyatt, drama reel.
Stan, look. Someone better have a word with housekeeping. What is that? Mud?
No. You can't be in here. No, not at all.
Really? I'm not sure what's going on, but I'd arranged to meet General Anastri for an exclusive interview.
I'm afraid that's quite out of the question. No press allowed. This is a crime scene, after all.
A crime scene? Has something happened to the General?
He didn't mean anything, did he? A complete nutter. I'd next like that. Convinced he had to save me too. Only he went round the flat hiding the biscuits. He didn't shove bombs in my face.
It wasn't a bomb.
What's Mark said? Have you told Mark?
I haven't had time yet.
Just drop him a text. Let him know you're okay.
Get Mark to treat you. I'm jealous. Oh, babe, you make me sick.
Gorgeous boyfriend, gorgeous flat. Go on, get out of here. I need to barf in my latte.
I'm sorry. I am, truly. You'll see. After the war, if there is an after, they'll all come back. I didn't even know you were, you know, Jewish.
Does it bother you?
Not at all, you goose.
Mina, I...
Don't. You know we can't. We agreed. My uncle says they put blood in the matzos. Is that true?
Oh, my sweet lord, of course not.
Oh.
Do you have to even ask?
Oh, I'm sorry. He said it was such authority.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Hingle. I'm so glad you could come along. As you see, we're just having a free activity period. Some are painting, some are using plasticine, and some work at the sand table. We feel that each little one must find out what they really want of life. Who is making that buzzing noise? Stop it, please, Neville.
There now. What's all this noise? Oh, where's Daddy gone, eh? Not used to mother at bedtime. Oh, there now. Shh.
Hush-a-bye, hush. Nobody's there. No one in the rocking chair. Flower on the floor and blood on the stair. Open the door, but the pantry is bare.
Mrs. Fairfax surprised me by looking out of the window with a sad countenance and saying gravely, "Miss Eyre, will you come to breakfast?" During the meal, she was quiet and cool, but I could not undeceive her then. I ate what I could, and then I hastened upstairs. I met Adele leaving the schoolroom. "Where are you going? It's time for lessons." "Mr. Rochester has sent me away to the nursery." "Where is he?" "In there," pointing to the apartment she had left, and I went in, and there he stood.
"Come and bid me good morning," said he.
I gladly advanced.